a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's cloudy. It's 45 degrees. Only a gentle breeze in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story.
High on the Hill 2021.
There's less than a week left to make your voice heard about Utah's new congressional map. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the story.
The Independent Redistricting Commission will only take public input until the 23rd. They have to submit their maps to lawmakers by November 1st, 12 in total, three versions for each Congress, State House, State Senate, and school board boundaries. It's the lawmakers who make the final boundaries. The commission's maps don't have to be adopted. The big question being, will lawmakers' maps be vastly different than the so-called People's Commission? Obviously, district boundaries change the makeup of the state legislature. Changing school board boundaries changes who you can vote for, which could mean your kids' school experience would look different. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Well, there wasn't a single ray of sunshine in Tooele this morning, but dignitaries gathered to break ground on a giant new solar farm. The goal is to get all of Salt Lake City government's power from clean energy sources. So this massive 80-megawatt solar farm will be built by Rocky Mountain Power and its partners. It's called the Electron Solar Project. It's going to power the governments of Salt Lake, Park City, as well as UVU and a pair of Park City ski resorts. KSL News Time 3:31. The White House is criticizing North Korea over a series of missile launches. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the launches underscore the urgent need for denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula.
We call on the DPRK to refrain from further provocations and engage in sustained and substantive dialogue. And our commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and Japan remains ironclad.
She says the missile launches violate multiple UN Security Council resolutions and are a threat to the region. The White House today announced good news in the ongoing supply chain crisis. Union Pacific Railroad says its facilities serving the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach will now operate 24/7. President Biden has called on shipping, trucking, and air cargo companies to work longer hours to end the supply chain bottleneck. The FAA is investigating after a plane crashed upon takeoff outside of Houston today. None of the 21 people on board the twin-engine aircraft were seriously injured. Here's retired commercial pilot and ABC News contributor John Nance.
There's a lot to be learned from what happened here and what the activities were in the cockpit when the decision was made to abort. Clearly, they had their brakes on as they went off the end of the runway.
Officials say they believe the jet could not lift into the air and rolled off the runway into a field before erupting into flames. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Homeland Security Secretary has tested positive for COVID. Alejandro Mayorkas is fully vaccinated but tested positive during what the department calls routine travel protocols. CNN reports Mayorkas was supposed to travel to Colombia soon with the Secretary of State. Big problem for retail and shipping companies, how to entice seasonal workers to jump on board. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has a look at what prospective employees want.
A new survey found there are three key items workers are looking for in seasonal work: the chance for long-term potential with the company, flexible schedules, and more incentives and benefit packages. The data comes from the 2021 peak hiring survey sponsored by UPS. It shows more women than men are looking for the flexible schedules and is the most important quality of a seasonal job. And tuition assistance for college courses also ranked high. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Educators are tracking a big drop in the number of students enrolled in the Salt Lake City School District. The city has 19,800 students. 600 fewer than last year, 2,100 fewer than 2 years ago. State Board of Ed official Aaron Bruff says enrollment determines how much money a school district gets.
They have to adjust according to how many teachers you have, you know, in that school, special ed resources, and all that depends upon that enrollment count.
But Bruff says it's too soon to know if anything truly out of the ordinary is happening. He says a lot of students switched to online schools during the pandemic. The mayor of Atlanta says detectives in her city are bringing evidence to a Salt Lake City lab hoping to settle the Atlanta child murder case. Says once and for all. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce reports.
The unnamed private lab here in Utah specializes in old DNA evidence, according to Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. She tweeted she hopes there will be, quote, concrete answers for the families. Someone murdered at least 29 black children and young adults, most of them boys, in Atlanta between 1979 and 1981.
It's KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce reporting. Police long considered Wayne Williams the main suspect in the Atlanta child murders. However, he was never charged nor convicted in any of the deaths. He's serving two life sentences for the murder of two adult men. And analysts have debated his guilt for years. KSL News Time. 3:35, Ricky Meese is here checking on the traffic, if any.
If any. You know, this is about the time we start to see those usual delays start filling in. Northbound I-15 going through Layton and Clearfield for Davis County drivers. Not today. Wide open speeds and looking good both directions of I-15 from Riverdale Road all the way down to BYU and Provo. So a good start to our afternoon commute on all the Valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your daytime.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.